ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyah. We have been discussing the seventh supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's dua during incidents of sorrow, painful occasions, and intense grief. And we are still in verse number 10, where Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in reality also teaches us indirectly how to address Allah to make us relieved from the predicament that we have been entangled in. And how should we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us from that situation? And we discussed the beginning phrases of this verse, and we reached this phrase, فَفْعَلْ بِذَٰلِكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ أَسْتَوْجِبْهُ مِنْكَ. So do that for me, though I merit it not from you. Now here we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us from that a state of constriction and that state that we now have come into due to the calamity that has befallen us and the grief that we have. So we are actually asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to repel that grief and, you know, make us in such a way that we come to a situation which is better, our capacities increase. One of the most despicable or most pathetic situation that a person can have, as we said, is when his capacity and heart becomes narrow, and therefore the grace is always abundant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately he doesn't have the capacity to receive the grace. It's like somebody telling you that, you know, I have a lot of treasure, but I can only give it to you now, for example. And therefore, however much bags or containers you have, bring it and I'll fill it for you. And you have not brought any container, or you have a very small container, you will really feel sad, because you'll say that this was an opportunity and therefore I have, you know, I would have brought a very huge bag, or I would have brought so many containers to collect all this, because it is abundant, extremely abundant. Now, with regard to Allah, it's not once. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, moment by moment, gives abundant grace without any limit. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدَرِهَا. But the receptacles of grace are narrow. They cannot contain a lot. And that is why you find that they don't get so much.
رَبَّنَا, رَبَّنَا.
Salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
رَبَّنَا, رَبَّنَا. ربنا
So if a person comes into such a situation because of the things that he himself has done in life and he narrows down his capacity and thus he cannot get the grace, it is a very despicable situation, especially when it comes to ma'rifatullah and understanding Allah and comprehending the realities. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the greatest aspirations that all of us must have in life, that when we are in this world, we at least know who our Creator He is, not conceptually. Conceptually is for those people who are in the rudimentary stages. Whenever we try to compare ourselves with others, we usually look at the world and say, okay, this person is already a successful businessman. This person, for example, has these many political successes and so on. We do not look at this person, how far and how high has he attained a level of spirituality so that he is ready to go to the hereafter and all that. So this capacity is something which is extremely important, not the capacities of material prosperity, although that is also something that is good. But just imagine you get material prosperity throughout your life, okay? And then you are oblivious of Allah, and when you go to your grave, you see everything dark. You have not prepared yourself at all. How despicable is the state of such a person? Whereas a person who struggles in life has not attained a lot of material prosperity, but is ready, can see the hereafter. There are people who, because of spiritual purity, can even see barzakh, the intermediate realm, and even beyond that. You know, when we come to our a'imma, like the Holy Prophet and the a'imma alayhi salam, like Imam Ali alayhi salam, we see he says, لَوْ كُشِفَ الْغِطَاءَ مَزْدَدْتُ يَقِينًا. That means, for me, everything is clear. Even the hereafter, I can see it. So if curtains were to be unveiled from your hearts, for me, yaqeen and conviction of the hereafter would remain the same. I can see it. That is what we should try to aspire for. We should come to that station of seeing. But many of us, we find that our hearts are narrow. Therefore, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to widen our receptacles.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, after lamenting, we say, فَفْعَلْ بِي ذَٰلِكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ أَسْتَوْجِبْهُ مِنْكَ. So do that for me, though I merit it not from you, O Allah. Showing that, O Allah, I don't deserve all these things. The grace is only one way. Now, a very important thing is to understand this, that the grace is only one way. And that is when a person understands tawheed properly, especially the tawheed of the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means the sole person who has power to do anything is Allah. The sole person who has any property of himself is Allah, ontologically. You see, many of us, when we say that, for example, I say, this book belongs to me, that book belongs to you, this is attributive ownership. That means it belongs to you, but then if you lose it, you don't know where it is. But Allah owns this whole universe every moment, and He gives grace to this universe every moment. And this is a very high reality. That shows that actually the real owner of everything, even those things that belong to us, is the property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you'll find in the Quran, there are different verses. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ or لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All these verses that talk about the ownership and the rule of Allah, the ontological rule of Allah, show that we don't have anything whatsoever, even our own selves. And that's why we say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. any state that comes to me, or any power that I have, or anything that I do is only by Allah's power. And therefore, oh Allah, what do I have to give you? I don't deserve all these things. What I did was extremely evil because of the things that I did, and that's why I came to the state of affliction, and thus forgive me. Inshallah, we'll continue our discussion in our next session. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد